Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another great episode of The Potty. I say great, but I feel kind of terrified, just to be honest, because the reality...
You better be.
...is I don't know what the topic's going to be.
We brought some earplugs for Danny today.
I don't know what the topic's going to be. I'm really concerned about the look at I don't know how to place the look on their faces. And this, I'm being honest, I really don't know what they're going to talk about, and they're acting weird.
We didn't tell you purposefully, Danny, because you might have run out the door. And
we didn't even know if we're actually going to go ahead with it ourselves.
Yeah, we didn't know until this minute. Serena and I, right before we got here, we're like, are we really going to do this?
I feel like a TV show's being recorded hidden and I don't know it. And then it's what it's going to be like is, right now, Danny doesn't know he's about to be fired on air.
We were in the car outside just praying about it, actually. Like, God, like, we believe that this could free a lot of people. We believe this could bring a whole lot of healing. But we don't want it to come across cheap, trite, rude.
It's hard, and especially we're in mixed company. So we'll tell you what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Marital intimacy, and there's a three-letter word which will be said, S-E-X, sex. So we're going to talk about sex. He is speechless. And so we thought to ourselves, man, should we just shoo Danny out of the room? Like, because we want to talk to our mama peeps about this.
You dare.
But then we're like, hey, John's in here anyway, our producer.
John's here.
I feel safe, actually. That was the weirdness about it, because we've already got a chapter in our book, Foxy Mama, and we were just so natural, mama to mama. But they're like, we're like, this is a whole different atmosphere. And we want to do this in a way that's honoring to God and honoring to both genders and just to...
But we have 17 men listening anyway, so that's a thing. They're going to tune in.
Yes.
Hopefully you don't have your children listening here.
Yeah, this is not really for kids.
This is not like a car time potty.
Yeah, not that there's anything, this is all great stuff.
Oh, it's pure as the driven snow.
This is all rocking stuff that we need to talk about amongst ourselves, I think, especially those of us as Christians. I mean, I think we should have the best rocking married sex lives in the world.
Oh, preach. See.
Come on. But it's not for your kiddies.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we give them another second to
No, everybody, just take a deep breath and let's just get straight to it, Pearl.
No, I think really this podcast is about the beauty, the importance, and the health aspects of married sex.
And the priority.
Yes. And you know what? We could go on and on each week here as we do about the things we eat and about exercise and about our mindset and all of this, but we're not really giving the full picture if we shove this topic and pretend it doesn't exist, because
it's so huge.
It's a big part of everything.
Yeah.
I just fully support what you're doing right now. Okay. I see some notes.
That's confirmation.
That's confirmation. My ears are.
Yeah, you're gonna like this actually, because
like I feel joy in my ear.
you're gonna want to take this home to Lisa. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but Lisa, I think, has already read the first chapter in our original book.
She is the chapter.
Yeah.
But
Lisa's rocking
in fact, that will be my opening line this evening. Hey, girl, you are the chapter.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got many, many newcomers to Trim Healthy Mama since we first wrote our original
book.
And
didn't read the encyclopedia or chapter 35.
It was like page 600 and something. A lot of people just didn't make it. Come on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for all you non-readers out there, let's just talk about this.
Yeah. So jumping in. It's like this is not just a tiny little facet of health, you know. So you've got your rest and your sleep and your anti-stress and your eating, you know, little to-do list and not to-do list. And then you think that this little part of life is just a little, you know, does it really affect your health? Does it really not? No, this is major, major. I mean, the studies that we have to support this is just huge.
And we'll go into some of those, Serene. But I think that let's preface this with, this is not like, we know what we're talking about here is not like the sex moves they talk about in Cosmopolitan. I mean, that's all, we're not about that. This is about God's sanctioned, beautiful sex and marriage.
Not only are we not about it.
Yeah.
Science always backs up the Bible.
Yeah.
And we have science here today to prove that sex inside of marriage is completely blessed with physical, spiritual, and mental blessings.
Yeah. And we're going to go into the why and all that, but I think maybe we should start out with some of these studies. Yeah. And then we're going to really boss your brain around.
Everyone needs to be bossed. I had to be bossed. You've had to be bossed.
Serene, how many times have we bossed our brains around each other on the whole married sex subject?
Oh, yes, exactly.
We have got together in sister powwows and like, girl, you better get your act together.
Yeah. And we've had group sister powwows too that have extended beyond us.
Yeah.
To some of our friends who just needed a little bit more bossing.
And I think as women, we should be encouraging one another. But this goes beyond women, because I'm telling you, the big stereotype in marriage is that the man wants it all the time and the wife is like, oh, not tonight, honey. God, I'm going to get a headache.
Sometimes there's some hormonal issues.
Sometimes it's the other way around. Both. I've heard from so many women that like, I would love to have my husband desire me. And he doesn't. And it's heartbreaking. These women, and it's heartbreaking for these men too, because when one person doesn't feel completely loved and desired,
and it's not their fault, it's a hormonal imbalance.
And also, let's talk about, you know, what we're saying today. There are things, and we'll talk about this later in marriage, where sicknesses come. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things where sometimes the physical act is impossible, and so we're not talking to you if you're a couple in that situation. You know, we're not talking about that, but we are talking when you are able, be able.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to talk about today. Yes. Should we start off with some surprising studies about, and this is about monogamous marital sex, these studies. And I'm going to say a word here. This is why your children aren't in the car, hopefully.
Say it, Pearl. It's a God-blessed word.
Okay. So if you're a woman, when you have
you're
sex
talking
with,
about a five-letter word you're about
yeah,
to say?
Yeah, five-letter.
Oh, I love
if
that
you are a woman, word. When you have sex with your husband, do you know that you are getting a fantastic present from him?
Yes, you are.
Now, present has a lot more than five letters, so.
No, the five-letter word is semen.
Oh, we're getting to the
five-letter. It's full of zinc, people.
Yeah.
What are most people deficient in these days? Zinc.
Yes.
Zinc is a huge one. They're all popping pills and taking supplements.
Zinc builds your immune system. Yeah. And so the vaginal walls, and I'm going there right now, one of the most absorbent places in the body. Okay?
Hey, there's nothing dirty. This is holy and precious and gorgeous, and God made it.
Holy and precious. So God made that area.
Hey, just how we had the butter therapy.
Yeah.
And you had to look in the mirror and say that word over and over. If you have an issue with that word.
Yeah, when we were scared of butter, we were like, hey, I love me some butter. So if any of you are like a little bit weird about that I'm saying semen, just go into the mirror and say semen, semen, semen.
Hey, this is freeing.
Not only zinc, but it has high amounts of vitamin C. Oh, Serene.
Adrenal fatigue, people, those who think they have adrenal fatigue. And if you listen to our potty.
Go have sex with your husband.
Last week, even if you don't have adrenal fatigue, but you've ticked the box and you think you do, vitamin B12.
Yes.
And vitamin C. Adrenal fatigue healers right there.
Huge amounts. This absorbs straight into your body. And guess what? It also contains. Danny, you are really giving great presents to Lisa, and you didn't know it, okay?
I did know
it. It contains three major cancer fighters.
Yes, selenium and glycoproteins are first, and Pearl, talk about the TGR beta.
That is the other one that it contains, and these killer cells recognize and fight cells that promote tumors, and all of this is rapidly absorbed
fighting
into
against the tumors. Yeah. Yes, major cancer
rapidly
fighting.
Absorbed into your bloodstream, and also semen acts as an antidepressant.
Okay, so we all know Dr. Oz, right? He said a lot of things.
Yeah,
he said a lot of things. Okay, but let's just start out with him, and then we'll go to some further doctors who mm-hmm. you may bank on more. But hey, good old Dr. Oz gives you 6 years more youthful looking
on your life.
Yes, if you have more frequent sex. And this, yeah. And he even says monogamous sex because yes. He said it's something to do with the oxytocin of the bonded relationship. But there's a Dr. David Weeks, mm-hmm. who's a neuropsychologist, and he says you actually become 10 years younger. And this was a study that he did that spanned over 10 years with over almost 4,000 people ages 18 to 102. Did you hear that, Danny? You're rocking Lisa's world at 102.
That's what I'm all about, you know? And you know what? Our parents don't want us talking about their sex life. But Serene, do you know what I love?
Hey, all those above readers need to know.
I love that my parents are in their late 70s and so rocking it.
Oh, they are.
And that's my goal in life.
This is by far my favorite episode to date. I feel like an audience member that gets to just receive this.
But you know what? I'm talking about an antidepressant. When you feel like, oh, I'm just not in the mood, that's when you need to say, yeah, honey, let's get this on, because you're going to come out of your depression.
Yes, and we'll talk about the antidepressant, but guess what? Just when we talked about being younger, mm-hmm. it's the human growth hormone. That starts to decrease. The surge of it decreases in our body in our early 20s, but every time you make love to your husband or your wife, human growth hormone is being released.
Yes. And so that is better muscle tone.
Less wrinkles.
More youthful skin.
Actually produces collagen in your skin. Do you know that?
I know.
So don't use a sponge. Like, I mean, you can use the sponge.
Tell them, girls.
You rub that sponge on your face, but just making love to your husband.
And if you can't afford our collagen, go make love to your husband. I'm telling you.
That's free.
Okay, now.
Preach gospel right now.
Never been more happy about a party. Hey,
let me say something right now. Every one of your husbands owes me right now, owes me to listen to at least 5 more episodes in a row for what these ladies are giving these men.
He's
as
like,
a gift.
I need more male support here for this.
No, they owe me. They owe me for this podcast somehow.
But do you know, I mean, talk about human growth hormone and, you know, all this younger stuff, which sounds all peripheral and stuff. But hey, we live in these bodies. It's good to keep them young. Sex burns calories equivalent to doing 15 minutes on the treadmill.
And do you know
why?
It's
so much more fun.
Yeah. And do you know, and also that they say just the fact of being aroused by your mate takes your heart rate from the average of 70 beats per minute to 150. And do you know what they say that is likened to? Like a professional athlete, like an Olympian, putting forth maximum effort. Do you know how great that is for your cardiovascular system? That's 200 calories.
And that's why I love this. You know, that's why it's like God's design for us. I mean, he knew what is good for us. He made us to be sexual creatures, and it's all through the body. And we could definitely start to bring some scriptures, and I hope we have time to do that.
Oh, because we cannot not.
Yes.
Because that's such.
But he made us to be blessed by sex.
You know, I tried to look for, when my husband was off in Kuwait, you know, he was just gone for 3 months in the Middle East because he couldn't find work in the area. And I missed him so much. So I thought, I'm going to bless him. And when he comes back, I'll have written all these romantic poems and stanzas and beautiful sayings and quotes all over. I stippled them with Sharpie pen on a purple wall with black Sharpie. It looked really hippie and cool, right? Mm. And I looked everywhere for the most romantic sayings. I just got stuck in Song of Solomon's. I have Song of Solomon. Or the Bible was the most romantic. It was the most.
It's a highly pro-sexual book in marriage too, as we'll get into. The Bible is no prude.
Mm-mm. Say that again, Pearl.
The Bible is no prude.
That's good.
Actually, you could be more of a spiritual woman, more holy and more godly by your husband's
inviting
world.
Your husband up to the bedroom, then going to the say, church. Hey, I'm sorry, I've got to sing the choir tonight, no time for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, attending the woman's Bible study.
Oh. It's just truth. It's so good. Guess why? The Bible says, good. I would, it's in Timothy, that women learn to love their husbands and their children, okay? What comes first? Love your husband. How do you love a husband?
Love is a verb.
You're friends with him. You're all that. But you know, only difference in marriage between other kinds of love, the only difference, we can love everybody. The only difference in marriage is that there is sex, and sex is loving your husband.
And you know what? It's undefiled, mm-hmm. as it says in Hebrews. It's undefiled and it's honorable above all. And actually, one of the Hebrew words that you actually brought out, Pearl, in the chapter here in the first Trim Healthy Mama book, one of the words for honorable was the Hebrew word that was also likened to the high priest, meaning that the holiest of holies.
The holiest of holies was the same word used for the intimacy in a marriage relationship.
And how honorable and pure that was.
Yeah. So
there's no shame here.
And I think that's something that we're all over the place here, but you know.
Yeah, we just, what we you know, do. It was just like, we just didn't know which angle do we attack it from? Where do we come from? So we just blurted.
But that's what we do. We blurt.
And
so
to
guys,
get comfortable quick, it was just
But you know what? Let's talk about shame. Then I want to go back to oxytocin. That's a biggie, Serena.
And endorphins. That's huge.
Okay. Those two coming after shame.
And estrogen. That's
all right.
Huge.
That's coming. How long is this? Yeah. Can we do like a 45-minute podcast?
And how good this is for your husband. We have to go there. We've just been
talking
about.
Let's do a couple hours today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our children need us. But shame. Oof. It's such a marriage and sex.
Killer.
Married sex destroyer. Isn't it? Things that the enemy has robbed from us, you know, and then you bring those into marriage and you apply that to your beautiful marriage bed, which God said is completely undefiled. And yet so many of us still have those things. But sex is dirty. But, you know, I mean, there's memories of other people and there's stuff that
some
may have done before marriage.
And there's been abuse, you know, in situations which is not the person's fault at all. But then they carry that shame that's not even theirs to carry.
Yeah.
And then that can need some good Christian counseling, you know, to get through that. But there is no shame.
Yeah.
And God can be a beautiful restorer and a redeemer of the mind and of the memories.
Yes, absolutely. And so our big encouragement would be today, you know, I can't necessarily speak to severe, you know, sexual abuse or any sexual abuse because I haven't suffered that myself, but I know so many women have and I do feel like there's good godly counseling, but I know friends that have completely overcome that.
Oh yeah.
And you know, and the marriage bed is completely undefiled, but I think, you know, if there's shame from past sin or if there's shame from things, our encouragement would be today, lay it down. God doesn't want you to wear that. He doesn't want you to bring it in. And I know there are other things today, too, that we can't be experts on. I know there are many people really torn apart by things that get come into marriage, like porn and things like that. And
so there's insecurities that are
There's been infidelity, these things that can ruin, you know, a precious sex life. You know, I don't think that we can go into all of that today. But
there's a lot of little foxes that spoil the vine, but we always need to keep working for healing.
Yes.
And keep working for trust and keep working on... Do you know, it's sometimes, you know, when you first get married, it just all comes natural. There's just the high of the newness. But there is something about mature sex.
Absolutely.
That is an act of learning and
I call it faith sex, Serene.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we really got to get out of our comfort zone. And obviously we don't always feel like it. For goodness sake, if you're tired at night, you've had a rough day.
Hey, if you're nauseated and pregnant and you just feel
just the last
awful.
Thing about it. But we're not supposed to rely on our feelings. Faith sex is actually, it's a doing, and love is a doing and is a verb. And sometimes those feelings catch up when we decide, no, this is so important for my marriage.
They do catch up. It's actually scientifically proven.
Yeah.
It's kind of these feedback loops
in
your body that even they say, if you don't feel like smiling and you smile, your body actually, even your brain chemicals actually react to that. And then you actually end up feeling more positive and it's not a fake anymore. You're actually really smiling. Well, the same thing it is with sex. If you don't feel like it, if you're laying there full of resentment and I don't want to be doing this, it's not going to happen. But if you go with it and even pretend to be all about it.
What's your whole thing?
Your body will catch up.
What if I could?
What if I could?
Yeah, that's... That
but your body catches up.
Yeah,
it actually even if you have a woman who actually has low estrogen,
if
you're menopausal and you're not even producing it naturally, your body will start to produce estrogen.
It will, as you start.
The more sex you have, the more estrogen you actually naturally produce, and actually the more sexual and flirty with your husband you become.
Absolutely. And that's mature sex, because as we age, you know, our sex hormones decline. These things happen. We go through physical problems. We go through stress. We go through times of job loss. I mean, all these times
you're
are
up
not like
babies all
hey,
night.
Let's do it. I'm in the mood. None of that contributes toward that. And you know, we're so exposed to movies where it's all just like, oh my goodness,
yeah,
just strip
it's
your
not
clothes
fireworks,
off, and
it's, well then, oh,
But married, fair. Mature married sex is not like that. It's like, you are mine, I am yours.
And there's no and pressure.
Yeah, and let's no bond. Performance. And yeah. And this is so important to us because this sets our marriage apart from all our other relationships.
And it's a type of mm-hmm. the bride of Christ and Christ himself and that unity. Yeah. And it's just so pure and beautiful.
And
it's something to be worked on. It's something to be protected. And it's something to tend like a garden.
Absolutely.
Pull
to tend.
Weeds out and to.
Yeah. And Serena, it's so true. There will be weeds that come. And that's what you're talking about, the little foxes, all those things we mentioned. I just, even in my own marriage, you know, that sex won't be something that's just always perfect and that you don't have to really work on sometimes. Like,
and communicating is important too.
And things will come and the enemy will try to destroy this and take it from us.
He will try to destroy that more than anything in your marriage because that is marriage.
It is.
I mean, it sounds so, you know, to the world, that sounds so, you know, that is marriage. Isn't marriage deeper and more? That is what makes it deeper. That's what sets you apart from roommates.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Of course, you could want to be best friend with your husband and wife and you want to share the beauty of parenting, and there's so many things that we can do. But what is the one thing that sets your marriage aside?
That you are a one, you are entwined as one.
Yeah.
And it's the oxytocin too, of the more you make love, the more you actually have that bond for your parenting together, for your deep soul friendship.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
bond is just
Oxytocin is so important. Here's another health thing, and then I'll get on to men too.
Yeah.
So important for the health of your
breath.
And
then we want to hear from Danny.
We will. We'll let him chime in. But he's just so happy right now.
Look, y'all are just so on fire right now. You're doing such a good job, and you're saying it better. You're saying everything better than I would have said it, and I just want to keep hearing more.
Of course you do, Danny.
I have nothing to add. I'm an audience member.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Oxytocin is so important for the health of your breasts. I'm just saying, there's a
book. The health of your immune system.
Yes, I know, but it's called, what's this book? It's called Keeping a Breast, Ways to Prevent Breast Cancer by Dr. Where is it? Dr. Mahmud, M-A-H-M-U-D. Oxytocin that is released during sex in massive amounts. It's one of the highest things that, you know, produce oxytocin in humans. Important for men, we'll go into that, but super important for women. Because these feelings, this oxytocin fights disease, it fights toxins, and it is incredibly crucial for the health of your breasts.
And it's anti-inflammatory.
Yes. And it's an inflamed, dead breast, basically, that gets breast cancer. Our breasts were supposed to be used.
And do you
touched.
Want to have, yes. And do you want to have that?
He's raising his hands again.
Do you want to have that incredible, strong, intense relationship with your husband where you so feel united with the heartstrings and your soul strings? Oxytocin does that. Why does a nursing mother? She will kill. I mean, you don't go near a mama bear and go near her bear cub because there's oxytocin involved there. And so, you know, nobody, you know how there's at marriage, people say the vows and it says, you know, nobody to break this up.
Let no man put asunder.
Yeah, no, there can be no putting asunder when you got that strong oxytocin going.
Exactly.
So both are fighting for the oneness because they're both having that oxytocin surge.
Yes. So that oxytocin cements your marriage relationship. So that's always saying, don't let this part of your marriage relationship go unkempt.
Can I say something? Can I just interrupt?
You may. I've got other things to say, but you may go.
But the interrupting that I want to do is just when you said don't let this have long dry spells of lack of oxytocin, because a lot of women, you know, we hear them say to us, you know, my husband is too sexual and, you know, I don't want to like give him more of this issue. Like, I just want to balance him out. Maybe he needs to start thinking about, maybe we should spend that time doing Bible reading together or blah, 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 blah. A whole lot of junk. Like you wrote in the book too, Pearl, you're like, newborn babies, you don't deny them those extra hugs and those extra kisses because of that desperate, desperate need of a newborn to have touch, you know, which so completely makes them their whole self. Like, they don't grow normally.
No,
they don't even grow normally.
A baby will not grow normally without that oxytocin touch.
It is not a weird perversion of your husband to have a sexual desire for you. It's just how God jolly well made him, and it's good.
It's jolly well good. And you know, and if you think, well, I'll deny, I better not touch him too much tonight, he might get a bit frisky, you go touch him. Because Frisky is good, and why deny him of that oxytocin? That's what makes him good. That's what makes him normal.
And that's what makes him healthy, because yes, they say that a man has actually twice the chances of dying of stroke and of heart disease if he's like a
two times a week or more. Let's get to this.
He has half the chance of getting a heart attack.
Yeah, his chances of dying from heart attack and stroke by half, people. By half.
Do you want to protect him from prostate cancer?
Yeah.
3 times a week sex is how you do it. Now, don't get stressed out, because when my husband was away from me, he was like having to travel. I'm like, oh my goodness, my husband's going to get cancer. But no, God covers all that. But when you are together and you are able, you protect your husband from cancer.
And sex protects the prostate from inflammation and cancer. And it's the same way with the breasts, you see. Now, obviously it's different if you're listening to us and you're single, and you know, God has a plan for your life, and God did call somebody to be single. But if you're married, you're not single.
Yeah, exactly.
So you do what married people do, right?
Exactly.
Men that had sex 20 times a month were 1/3 less likely to develop prostate cancer than men with lower frequencies. They say that this quiets the nervous system for a man, and it's very true.
Takes away headaches. Some women are like, hey, I've got a headache, so not tonight. Hey, that's their medicine.
That's because sex releases oxytocin and endorphins, as we were going to talk about earlier, Serene.
Yes, I know, because I'm sorry, I interrupted and got you off track.
So, you know, I think we want to put this challenge out to you guys. And, you know, we don't do things that we don't practice in our own lives. We challenge you in ways for health. We're like, hey, you know, yeah, you're going to mess up, but be on plan tomorrow. Get up and have a great healthy breakfast. Get up and eat your protein. Always get your protein. So we want to put something out there for you. If you're married,
and you're going through a bit of a dry spell,
how about you have this goal? I am going to cultivate this beautiful relationship in my life at least twice a week.
Yes.
That's good. That's good stuff. You know, that's not too hard to obtain.
Hey, and if you're an everydayer,
more power to you.
Perverted, you are just wonderfully, preciously holy.
Yeah, you're just holy sexual, and that's fantastic.
Yeah. Wholly and holy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's worth the extra effort, people. And if you want to fake it till you make it.
Oh, no, hold on, Serene. What are you talking about now? Everyone's going to think that you're telling everyone to fake orgasms.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying if you've got a headache and you're exhausted and you're absolutely – no, I'm not talking about, you know, lying and deceiving. Okay. But I'm just saying sometimes, especially as a woman, and there are times in a woman's life when she's breastfeeding, there's actually less sexual hormones going on.
Yes, it's true.
Because it's just how God designed her, probably so that a woman doesn't go – partying off every night, that she's just more of a nester in that season when she needs to be around to protect her baby. But there are less sexual hormones, and it's okay to just tell yourself, no, I am going to be in the mood, and your body responds.
Yeah. So what Serene's saying is it's okay to just say, okay, well, I'm not physically feeling like this right now.
Do you ever physically feel like exercising, Pearl? But you feel great afterwards.
I do.
And you're so glad you did.
And I realize it's important.
Yeah, and you're so glad.
But
but
most people don't apply that to this physical relationship and marriage. But I feel like we should.
Hey, and let's remember our bodies are not our own. So it's not really about what we feel like. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, too bad, he does.
And exactly. Now I want to start sharing these scriptures. Actually, so where did we put these scriptures, Serene?
Oh, yes. And the ravishing scripture. Don't you love that word in
the
Bible?
I know, but I want to get to our bodies and not our own.
The Bible calls us to ravish our husbands, and that's the woman ravishing the man. So that's okay if you're the one that initiates from time to time.
Oh, it's actually we're called to initiate.
Yeah, actually you're the one to ravish.
Yes. The man it says the husband is ravished by his wife. We are called to initiate. Danny's just like so agreeing.
I have a buzz. Like
what is it? Where with the scripture where it says, you know, your body is not your own, neither is the wife's body her own, but neither is the husband's body his own. Where was it, Serena? I had it written down.
Was it 1 Corinthians 7:3-5?
What does that say, mates?
I'm just wondering if that's what it is. Yes, it says here.
You know what? So many women are yelling this scripture out to us right now.
Yeah, you guys are awesome because you were in church when we were ravishing. No, I'm joking.
Okay,
this could not get any more my favorite episode.
This scripture basically is saying
it's like better and better. Like every time you girls open your mouth,
basically
like
the scripture is saying in a marriage union. And Serena, I hope you jolly well find it. A wife's body is not her own; neither a husband's body is own. And you know what? And there's a lot of people say, yeah, the Bible's so old fashioned, says a wife's body is not her own. Guess what? You own your husband's body too.
Oh yeah,
and that's why I think. As we mature and these things happen and sicknesses.
Oh, I found it. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence. I like that. And likewise also, yeah, this is pure King James. It's so ravishing. Also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife.
I love it. So all these people that say, you know, the Bible's so old-fashioned and it squelches woman. Nuh-uh. You have power over your husband's body too.
Yeah, and it's fun to have power.
Power ravishing.
To ravish, people.
And this in Solomon 4:9, it says, thou hast ravished my heart.
Here's some Song of Solomon.
My sister,
girl.
My spouse, thou hast ravished. Ravish my
heart
with one of thy eyes.
You know the word ravish means to make him real. Like a drunken man.
Yes. And notice there again, it is the type of the wife doing the ravishing. A lot of women think, well, it's, you know, leaves that responsibility up to their husband and they'll just, you know, be the one chased around the house. And some husbands, you know, obviously maybe they have a high drive and they are chasing a lot and she doesn't get a chance to chase much. But I think it's our job to do a little bit of chasing now and then.
Yes, I do believe. I think it's biblical.
As we mature and get this faith sex, mature sex, whatever you want to call it, I think you, like Serene said, communication is the name of the game because we're all so different. And maybe you have a husband that loves you and, you know, sexy lingerie and just.
And he doesn't like and there's husbands that don't like a stick of makeup.
Yeah.
And they just want you.
And it's like some husbands are totally
naked,
meat and potatoes. They don't need anything extra.
Anything extra kind of turns them off.
Yeah. And then some husbands are like, well, man.
Stilettos and lipstick.
Yeah. They want it all. Music, lighting, everything. And so I think it's about learning from one another. It's about not even as much selfishness, but selflessness. Like, man, what can I do to make this better for you?
And making a fool of yourself to serve somebody else. That's
absolutely.
True love, right? Because it's not about you anymore and it's not about anything.
And it's hard to step out
serving.
Sometimes to try some new things. Maybe they won't even go over very well.
No, maybe you'll just flop.
Maybe you'll just flop and it'll be a big failure. But hey, you learn. You know how we always say, hey, maybe you just cave to those cupcakes. But, you know, hey, so you ate the cupcakes. You learn one thing. You learn you feel bad after four cupcakes, right?
So maybe belly dancing is just not your thing at all.
Hey,
and it's not his thing either.
Speaking from experience here, I've tried a few things that didn't go over that great, but hey, you know, you learn. I think as you get older, I think you become the best sex expert in the world as a Christian married woman.
It was so awesome with candles and everything, and it fell down, and it was really bad. We almost burnt the whole bedroom down, but it's okay. You learn what's safe and what's not safe.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yes. Burn it down. You've not done it till you burn it down.
But you've killed the whole actual heat in the air when you're like running around.
Running and pouring water.
Like freak outs trying to get water. And
Yes, you pretty much killed the desire right there and then. But oh man,
all you hear from down the hall is, Mom?
Yeah,
Dad?
Oh yes.
Why are you
No, I'm telling you, and I think it's obviously, you know, you want to keep things from your children, you know, want them to
see
stuff.
You don't want to keep the fact that you desire
no.
each other. You don't want to let them see anything revolting because that's weird. But they need to know that that door locks sometimes and that noisemaker goes on and that's okay.
I brought a lock for our door. And don't leave it up to your husband to do it. You go buy it. It's a step of faith. Like a padlock door. One where you don't just turn the lock on your little doorknob. That's no good for children. They'll keep pushing it and they'll
That's
open
the worst
it.
Kind of music, romantic music. The whole time the door's trying
Mom.
To open.
No, you need one of the locks where now obviously if you have a baby, you're not going to leave your baby screaming. But, you know, you lock your door so the lock actually slides into something so no one can open that door.
talking about baby screaming, sometimes you have to play mind games, and the baby screaming, you imagine it to be violins in the crescendo of the beautiful, like
CPS is coming for you, Serene. You don't leave your baby screaming.
The baby's in the room.
Oh.
I don't leave babies out of rooms. That's dangerous. But the baby's in the room, in his crib. You know, sometimes they never stop screaming. But then in that moment, they have beautiful violins. A choir of violins. An orchestra.
Woo! Oh, my goodness.
But you have to make room for this.
No,
I tell you why. Because otherwise, you'll become mama and he'll become papa. Yeah. And you'll
not become lovers.
Being where it says love your husband first.
First,
and they're going to leave the nest, and you'll
be left with
each other.
You ones with little children, you think, well, this is hard. I can't right now in this season because I have little children. Well, guess what? They're going to grow up and they're going to take over the house at night. Okay, and so they're going to wander, stomp around the living room, right? And you have ideas to ravish your husband. But your children, your teenagers are 18 and they're stomping around the house. And so we decided to, you know, to start having this thing that by about 9, you can go to your room. I don't care how late you stay out. I'm not going to tell you at age 17, 18 what time to go to bed, but just don't be on this side of the house. You know, just go to your room, do what you need to do.
And don't think that noisemakers block the noise for them.
Yeah.
It just blocks the noise for you. I realized that after some children came to me and said, Mom, it's too embarrassed to talk to us. But we realized in the end, the noisemaker just stops us from hearing them.
I know.
Okay. Enough said.
Enough said. So the idea of like, you know, just saying, hey, you older ones, house is not all yours to stomp around at 10,
and there's nothing wrong with late night Barney for those 3 and 4 year olds.
Oh, hold on. I didn't know what you meant by late night Barney.
Yeah, I thought maybe
they can watch episodes of Barney over and over and over.
She means the show. Barney.
Yeah,
the
show.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family.
We're a happy family. That's how we are a happy family, because
late night
we
Barney.
Still have a household full of little children and toddlers.
Yeah.
But that's how we do it. And that's how we still get pregnant with Barney.
Late night Barney.
And you're pregnant right now.
That's right.
Thanking late night Barney. I know that we've overshared, and my husband's very private. He doesn't like me to overshare.
I don't think we've overshared anything about our husbands.
I don't think
we did. If you think we did,
it's one thing to write it in a book.
I don't think,
and it's another thing to share it with 500,000 people.
I didn't share anything about my husband. I only shared that we almost burnt the room down, but that's very.
And then you shared about yourself, which is fine.
What about the Barney? That's not.
No, the tent that fell down that you built.
That's just about room and material.
Yeah,
didn't tell about anything else.
No,
I feel very good.
Anyway, guys, I mean, I hope that you are totally inspired. That this is a really important piece of your health journey. It really is. And that it's an important piece of your relationship journey. And if you're single, hey, you have this to look forward to when you're married. And I'm telling you, it rocks.
And to save yourself right now, because the best, the blessed is yet to come. And I do want to say, just as a quick encouragement, if there are weeds, if there are foxes that are just running rampant through the garden, that's all right, because tomorrow is a new day. Healing can come spiritually, physically, mentally, and just work on it, communicate. And
communicate the hard things. I think the worst is when you're sweeping things under a rug, and there's things, maybe it's been a dry season for years and you're like, I couldn't even go there now. But God makes us new every morning, and God has healing.
And then there's the forgiveness, 70 times seven. And that's hard. And that's because there's a lot of issues involved in the subject. But
yeah, there's forgiveness, but there's also times for putting your foot down for certain things.
100% amen there.
Yes, and there's many things, but all we know is that God is a healer. He's a reviver. He loves passion between two people that love each other, and he wants to cultivate that in your life.
Yeah.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
So why baking blend? Because you can make yummy, yummy, yummy cakes that taste like Sara Lee.
Get up in the morning and eat cake for breakfast that is celebrated. Problem with a lot of low-carb bake mixes is they're just very heavy with either almond flour or flax, flax.
They're high in blood-spiking carbohydrates. It's just that they may
you've got
be
the
gluten-free.
The other size, the gluten-free.
It's tapioca flour or it's rice. White rice flour or potato flour.
And so, but what do you have in the middle? There's actually nothing before baking blend. You've either got the heavy almond flour, there's nothing wrong with it. But remember, almond flour is just simply ground up almonds. So if you're eating almond flour, think of yourself stuffing.
With pads of butter on that muffin, on those stuffing bunches of almonds.
Almonds down your throat.
It's stuffing almonds and butter because you're going to slather something on that muffin.
Those, nothing wrong with those foods. They're good foods, but they must be treated with respect.
Uh-huh.
They have to be.
Yes, exactly. But the other thing about baking blend, as we have thrown in a superfood, collagen in there, so you're getting a balance to your diet with the glycine amino acid, which is missing, sadly.
So it's a protein-rich flour which stabilizes your blood sugar. It is low in fats, low in carbs, low in calories. So then you make your beautiful muffin or your cake or your bread, your meat with it, and then you can put fats with them. And so that's the beauty of it. People asked us for so long, please, what flours do I have to throw together and what do I have to do? And it was a long, drawn-out process. We took the work out of it for you.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.